This is an Audio Wool original.
Why does she need to figure anything out?
Just all those seniors with applications in the next.
Did you just play cello?
I pressed play on the music that I've been listening to.
No, let me know what you've been listening to real quick, because welcome to... You can't eat like that into the mic. Are you done?
Maybe.
Welcome to Behind the Screams, the show behind the show. Today, we're just normal people like y'all. We wear sweatpants in People magazine. We shop at Trader Joe's if we had one anywhere near
us. I wish I shopped at Trader Joe's. We don't have a Trader Joe's here. Don't lie to them.
I corrected myself pretty darn quick. But Kelly, you were talking about...
I don't really have sweatpants. I have yoga pants.
Okay. Well.
The ones with the pockets on the side?
What do you put in the pockets? Why do you need the
phone?
Okay. Great idea.
It's a big phone size pocket.
Kelly, you were just telling me what you were listening to a minute ago, and it sounded like cello music.
Well, so... I've been working a lot, and because I have no, well, there are two work settings for me. One is I find podcasts to listen to.
Great.
But then when shit gets real, then I have to listen to music.
Okay.
And if I have the bandwidth for high energy, it's always In Search of Sunrise, typically volume 3.
Oh my God. Tiesto again,
but,
huh?
Uh-huh. But if I don't have that bandwidth, then I have to find like energetic focus music. So
sure,
I just go to Spotify and I search for work focus music.
Okay.
And this list that I'm listening to today is writing music, work focus, no lyrics. And let's see, we've got some
hold tight. You're like a 60-year-old looking for porn by typing in porn into the search bar. What are you doing?
Max Richter.
Let's go to pornos.com.
We got some Trent Reznor in there. We got Kyle Dixon, Henry Floyd.
Okay.
Odessa. I actually know Odessa. I really like
Odessa. Yeah, Odessa's like a dance thing. They're probably just as old as Tiesto at this point.
Oh, I'm sure. If I've heard of them, they are.
Oh,
We got Johan Johansson.
Great. And for people
who... We got Fabrizio Paterlini.
That's so much. It's plenty. And for...
Night Sounds.
Please stop. Please, I'm asking you.
Johann Sebastian Bach, that must have been the cello
hey,
that you
Kelly,
heard.
Hey, Kelly, do you think anyone wants you to list 20 things you're listening to right now?
Chris Grist. It's the normie roundup. Isn't this when I'm allowed to do this? Can I also talk about my everything cashews, like everything bagels, but everything cashews?
Let's tell people what normie roundup is at 4 minutes into what we're doing.
Okay, it's only like 2 minutes in, and they know.
Well, hopefully, but if this is their first time, it's the normal people stuff we've been doing, listening to, watching, or reading.
And let me just clarify that when it comes to me, it's not necessarily normal stuff. It's just not horror stuff.
Okay, non-horror. I like that. That's a better description.
Mm-hmm, because let's face it, a lot of what I listen to or watch or eat or do is just not very normal.
Or you're one of those kids, huh?
Havasi. I mean, people tell me I'm a weirdo.
All right. Well, we're talking music. New Joan of Arc album came out, Destiny Revision. Big fan of that one. That's a lot of fun.
What kind of music is that?
In like late 90s, emo, indie, experimental. It's just, it's hard to explain. Tim Kinsella, Chicago stuff. It's good. I don't think you wouldn't like it. I don't think you'd...
It's not my jam?
I don't think so.
Could I dance to it?
You know, you could probably dance to anything.
Damn straight. That was a trick question. Good job.
Well, answered it correctly. Not much else I've been listening to. Just my normal jogging mix. I guess we could talk about what we've been doing. I pretty much just...
Have you been drinking water, Byron?
I've been drinking...
It's a significant concern these days.
Clearly American, I think.
Not clearly Canadian.
No, it's the Walmart version of that sparkling water.
Is it really called Clearly American?
I think so.
Okay, that's hilarious, and Clearly Canadian should sue the shit out of
them.
They
probably should. I think it's called Clear American, so they got around it a little. Yeah, Clear American.
That is such bullshit.
Yeah, it's not great for them, but I think Clearly Canadian has sugar in it, and this does not.
So okay,
this,
but does it have sugar substitute, or is
course.
It just unsweetened?
Oh, no, of course it does. It's from Walmart.
Okay, see, I hate sugar substitute.
Okay.
I like fizzy water, but I want the unsweetened kind, because I want nothing to do, and it's not even like... I can preach to you about how bad that shit is for
sure.
you, but I just hate the taste of it, too.
You know, you get used to it. I need some running shoes. Some recommendation.
Oh, Goodwill.
No, that's not where you get running shoes. First of all, I don't want my feet to touch other. No, don't. No. You don't need to put your feet in shoes that other people have worn. It's gross.
Okay, no, but like you run them through the washing machine, you buy new inserts, and you've got $120 running shoes for $399.
I don't.
Plus the cost of an insert.
I don't want to do that.
Okay, like you should see these. They're really fancy.
I don't care. I will spend money on running shoes. That's something that's worth doing. I've been doing. What would we say? 35 miles a week.
Fuck, you're a weirdo.
I gotta put some actual money into this. So folks that know better than I do.
Just ask my sister. She runs all the time.
Don't you just let them answer? Why would you undercut the question that I posed?
I got a little stair stepper machine under my desk now.
And how's that going for you?
It's great.
Great.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
I like it.
Awesome.
I can't use it right now because then it would make noises that you didn't like while I was recording, but it's really great.
Yeah, but I already don't like most of what you've been doing so far. You're not acting as if this is a podcast. You're conversing with just me for some reason.
That's what a normie roundup is.
No, it's not. It's still for someone else.
But this is how I would like to converse with all my people. I mean, I wish that one of our people was here so I could talk to them instead, but I'm stuck with you.
I gotta tell you, a response to me asking our listeners to give me shoe recommendations and you being like, no, don't respond to Byron. It's like ridiculous.
Okay, maybe a little.
Yeah.
But mostly I was just saying that...
To hear the full episode, subscribe to Friday Screamium at patreon.com/Friday. That's patreon.com/Friday.
You've been listening to an Audio Wall original, produced by Byron McCoy. Theme music provided by Cemeteries. For more programs like this, visit audiowall.co.